I just pray that today He will just speak Your words and touch everybody here. Thank You, and may this week just end very nicely, and be with us. Amen.
Check. How you guys doing? I almost said happy Sabbath. I'm so used to being up front on Sabbath that that's the first thing. Happy Sabbath! Anyway. Happy day, happy day. You guys having a good day so far?
Yeah.
I am. I'm having a good day. I had a fun time in Bible class this morning. It was great. I got to hang out with the juniors today and the freshmen, right? Yeah. So stand up. Bobby Joe requested this one. Jesus got heaps of lambs, they are white as snow. And everywhere that Jesus walks, they are sure to go. Singing hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah. Noah, that's good, man. I think that Noah should come up here and do it with me. What do you guys think? It's been a long time since me and Noah worked together. I bet he could do a dance too if you convinced him. Jesus died on the cross to save the lost. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. Singing hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Yeah, all right. Now here's the song that we sing. Here's the song that we sing about David and his sling. He hit a giant with a rock, and that giant fell in shock. Singing hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, uh-huh, uh-huh. Hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, you guys, I think you should see Manny's version of it. So, Manny, come up here for a second. Come here, Manny. Come on. Yeah, I know. This is embarrassing. Come on up here. All right, this is Manny's version.
Shall I just stand?
Okay. All right, watch Manny's version. Are you ready? Here we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hey, hey, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Wasn't that awesome? Yeah, thanks, Manny. Amazing. I was stunned by it when I saw it. All right. Well, I want to tell you about Jesus and his heart of burning love. He is what you're looking for. Whoa. You don't need this world no more. He'll change your heart and heal your pain. If you will call upon his name, trust in him and let him guide, and he will lead you through this life. Praise Jesus all the way. We're gonna praise him every day. Praise Jesus, sing with me. He rose again and set us free. Praise him, don't be ashamed to lift up his holy name. Came to earth and lived and died so we could have eternal life. Get up, get down, feel the joy, now spin around. Get up, get down, feel the joy, now spin around. Get up, get down, feel the joy, now spin around. Get up, get down, feel the joy, now spin around, spin around. 1, 2, 3, 4. Praise Jesus all the way. We're gonna praise him every day. Praise Jesus, sing with me. He rose again and set us free. Praise him, don't be ashamed to lift up his holy name. Came to earth and lived and died so we could have eternal life. Came to earth and lived and died so we could have eternal life. All right, yeah. Take me, make me white like snow. Sing with me.
Take me, make me white like snow. Use me.
Show me where to go.
Show me where to go.
Now that I'm alive in you, I'll come into your courts and I will follow.
Now that I'm alive in you, I will come into your courts and I will follow. Now that I'm alive in you, I will come into your courts and I will follow you. Take me. Make me white like snow. Use me. Show me where to go. Now that I'm alive in you, I will come into your courts and I will follow. Now that I'm come into your courts and I will follow you.
Father in heaven, just praise you that through your Son, Jesus Christ, we can be alive, truly alive in you. Thank you for these kids, Lord. Just be with me as I share with them for a few minutes this morning.
Lord, once again, I just ask that you would be lifted up, that you would draw all these hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Says that Jesus and his disciples came into an upper room, and they were all so busy talking and sharing with each other that they forgot there was no servant there, and so they're all sitting around the table with their dirty feet. And it says Jesus got up, took a towel, and he wrapped it around his waist, and he began to wash his disciples' feet. And it's my privilege to wash Daniel's today. Jesus said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me will be willing to be a servant." Can I pray with you, Daniel?
Sure.
Father in heaven, I thank you for my friend Daniel that I've watched grow from a small child into a young man. Lord, I just want to thank you that he has chosen to follow you, and that through the blood of Calvary, Lord, you have cleansed him and washed him white like snow. And Lord, I just pray that you'd bless his life and that you would just use him, Lord, to do your will. And I pray that for each young person sitting in the audience today, Lord. Because you've washed us, Lord. You've made us clean, white like snow. I just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for my friend Daniel. I just pray that you bless his life, Father. Show him where you want him to go. In Jesus' name, amen. And after Jesus had washed their feet, he took a cup and he held it up and he said, "This is my blood that is poured out for many for the remission of sins." How many? How many people have sinned? And we've been talking about that in Bible class, haven't we? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through Christ Jesus. And He said, "Take, drink." I'm not going to torture you guys by drinking all this, but and then He held up some bread and He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." to follow Jesus, to commit your life to Him, is to choose a life of service. To be a servant. Jesus gave us the ultimate example by His life. And He came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. That's why He came. That's why He came for you. Because as we've talked about today in class, all of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short. All of us have broken the law. And without Jesus, we're lost. It says in Philippians, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself," listen to this, "of no reputation." Wow, no reputation? That's not an easy one in high school. "Made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. And now because of that, he is highly exalted above everything that is named. And because of that, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is on the throne. He is Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." No reputation. Servant. Does that sound like something you just want to stand up and cheer for? Jesus said some other things that night. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." How many of you guys have troubled hearts tonight, today? You don't have to raise your hand, but I know I've talked to a lot of you. Let not your heart be troubled. He said this before he went to the cross because he knew he was going to take all your troubles, all of your pains, all of your wounds to the cross with him. Let not your heart be troubled, guys. Do you believe in God? He says, "In my Father's house are many, many houses. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ." He is the only Savior, guys. The only one. There's no other. He also said that same night, he said, "I am the vine and you are the branches." He said, "Abide in me and I in you, because apart from me, you can do nothing." Wow. Abide in me, spend time with me, know me, be in relationship with me. We need to be tight, because without Jesus, you can do all kinds of stuff, but nothing of lasting value. They left the upper room that night, and it says on the way out they sung a hymn. Kind of cool. Jesus and his disciples singing together. I like that. We do that all the time, huh? And then they made their way to a garden. And when they got to the garden, the disciples were used to coming there. And so most of the disciples, they curled up, wrapped their outer robes around themselves and went to sleep. They're like used to Jesus. He had this thing he liked to pray all night. So they were like, "Well, we'll let him go." And then he took Peter, James, and John. He says, "Hey, can you guys come with me?" And Peter, James, and John, they went over, and And they noticed something different about Jesus that night. They noticed that he seemed heavy. He seemed burdened, and it seemed like it was getting worse. And by the time, as they just walked a little distance, by the time they walked over to the area where he wanted to pray, he was literally just, he was starting to sweat. He looked awful. And they were like, "Master, is everything okay?" And he said, "I'm exceedingly sorrowful even unto death. Stay with me, if you will. Just watch with me. Just for a little while, please. Just watch and pray with me." You see, what was happening in the garden at that time is that the sins of the world were starting to be placed on Jesus Christ right there in the garden. Your sins, my sins, your wounds that we've been talking about this week, your pain, your hurt, everything you've ever done wrong, everything you've ever said wrong, he's beginning to feel the weight of it. So much so that he said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful even unto death." What's he saying? He's actually saying at that moment he felt like he was going to die already in the garden. Peter, James, and John, can you just watch and just pray with me for 1 hour? And he goes over and he staggers and he falls to the ground and he begins to pray and he says, "Father, let this cup pass from me. Let the cup of all the sins of the world, I don't think I can do this. This is too much. Father, if it be your will, just please take it from me. I can't handle this. It's too much, Lord. But not your will, not my will, not my will, but your will." He gets up and he staggers over to where Peter, James, and John are, and they're sleeping. God wants you to watch and pray with him, lest you enter into temptation too, guys. Today we've been talking in Bible class, we've been talking about what's first in your life. Is it God or is there something else on the throne? Because Jesus wants to be on the throne of your life. He wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to be first in your life. The very first thing in your heart. Every single day. He wants you to watch. What does he want you to watch? I used to think that was like, look for signs because the world's going to come to an end, which it is. But I don't think that's what he means. I think he means, watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Keep your eyes on me. Look at me. See what I'm doing. Get involved with it. Just follow me. Emulate me. Let me be the hero in your life. I just want to love you so much. Just watch me. Keep your eyes on me. I'm your Savior. I'm your Creator. I love you. Watch me. And pray. What's that mean? Watch me and talk to me. Be in conversation with me. Tell me everything. I want to hear about your test. I want to hear about your relationship. I want to hear about your pain. I want to hear about... Talk to me. Let's talk. Let's be in relationship all the time. Watch me and talk to me. Let's be close. Let's be tight. Let me be first. He came back to Peter, James, and John and they were asleep. Are you awake? Let me tell you, the condition of most Christians today is the same as Peter, James, and John in the garden. Sleep at the wheel. I want you guys at Upper Columbia Academy to be awake for Jesus Christ. A school that's on fire for Jesus Christ. So when a new student comes here next year, from a really rough background, doesn't really have a clue about Jesus, and they walk in here, they just get infected with it. It's like, wow, there's something different here. Let me tell you guys, last night, my youth group came here. One of the kids that was sitting here has never been in the presence of a Christian school or this many Christian kids in his whole life. His mom's a drug addict. He doesn't have a dad. And I looked into his eyes last night and he was this close to tears. Because you guys were singing. God wants you to be awake for Him, on fire, excited, passionate, in relationship with Jesus Christ. Three times Jesus went back to His disciples. And finally, the last time He said, guys, get up. It's time to go. The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Into my hands. Jesus was about to be betrayed into our hands. Because we're sinners, desperately in need of a Savior. What would we do, you guys, if we didn't have Jesus? Where would we go? What would we stand on? There'd be nothing. I want you to know Him. Tonight we're going to continue with the story. But right now, I want you to get up and let's come together like we did that first day. All right. Hey, if there's anybody that doesn't have an arm around them, make sure you grab them and put your arm around them. All right. We have forgot to pray for these. I have forgotten to pray for these the last 2 days. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. How many of you guys have put a prayer request in here? Lots of them. Lots of them. Good. Good. This will be back in the ad building this afternoon, and I just want to encourage you guys to keep putting prayer requests in here. And, hey, you guys, someone just talked to me today, and they said, I was out for a walk, or I don't remember, anyway, and God showed me that I needed to talk to this friend of mine about this issue in my life. And I did it. And she had the same issue as me. And we shared it together. We brought it out into the light of the sun. And we're both free from it. Isn't that awesome? Guys, that's what this is all about. Taking it all to God, sharing it with each other, being a family, being together. So, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for these kids. And thank you that I get to be here with them. And Lord, we just ask, Father, that we would be watching you, God, that our eyes would be fixed on you, and that we'll be in conversation with you constantly. Lord, help us to be awake for you, alive in you. Father, I pray that you just be with each of these young people, Lord. Help them to grasp this and to believe it and to live it. And Lord, today we bring all kinds of prayer requests before you. Here we have a box full. And I know, Lord, that there's others, a lot of silent requests, a lot of things going on in these kids' lives. And so, Lord Jesus, I lift up this student body and this faculty to you today. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus for you to do your miracle, your wonder-working power in our prayer requests, Lord. We need miracles. We need big miracles. We need small miracles. Lord, I just ask you to show up in the lives of each of these young people and adults and reveal yourself. And work, Father, answer prayer. We bring it all to you today. Lord, I just thank you so much for your cross. I thank you so much for what you've done for us. I just pray that these kids would just think about these things as they go through their day to day. And Lord, just may your Holy Spirit just be present on this whole campus, just thick, put your angels around this place, Lord. I just bring the cross of Jesus Christ between this student body, Lord, and the attacks of the enemy in their lives right now, this week. Lord, I just pray that you would encourage them and love on them this week and just show yourself to them. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, wait, before you, hold on. Shh, hold on a second. Is there any announcements from the faculty? Okay. See you guys at lunch.